This is KUT. A new study out says that the enormous so-called dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico could take decades to dissipate. KUT's Nadia Hamdan reports.
First off, let's explain what a dead zone actually is.
Well, so think about fertilizer on a field that helps the crops to grow. So now think about that fertilizer going into the Gulf, and it feeds the algae there, and it helps the algae to grow.
That's Kim Van Meter. She's a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Waterloo in Canada and one of the authors of the study. She says that when that algae dies, it sucks up the oxygen in the water.
And so you have these hypoxic zones. Hypoxic zones just means a lack of oxygen, and nothing can grow there. Fish can't live there, and you can end up with just a massive die-off of the ecosystem.
And that's why it's called a dead zone. The one in the Gulf of Mexico is the largest dead zone ever recorded in the U.S. At almost 9,000 square miles, it's roughly the size of New Jersey. And even though it shrinks in the winter months, researchers say it only seems to be getting bigger and bigger every summer when it comes back. That causes a lot of problems.
Well, for one thing, even though it shrinks during the winter months, you're still having a pretty permanent disruption of the ecosystem there.
Then there's the economic concern.
Many communities around the Gulf Coast that are dependent on both commercial and recreational fishing, when you have these large dead zones, you're really disrupting that industry.
That's why Van Meter and her colleagues did a study to see just how long it would take to fix the damage already done. That's when they found out that even if 100% of fertilizer chemicals stopped flowing into the Gulf right now, it would still take at least 30 years to recover. Nandita Basu is another one of the study's authors.
Our most drastic measures talks about all the fertilizer that you're putting on the soil is used by the crop, and there is nothing left over to get into the groundwater. And we are nowhere near that mark.
But Basu says there is plenty the agriculture industry can do to significantly reduce the amount of chemical runoff. These are things like applying fertilizers more carefully and planting certain trees and shrubs that can absorb chemicals before they get into waterways. And Van Meter says that even if it does take decades to see results, it shouldn't discourage attempts to fix it.
Like when you go on a diet, if you're doing all the right things and you're expecting to lose a lot of weight and it's staying the same, that's very disheartening. But if you understand it's a long-term proposition, I think it makes it a little easier to stay with the program.
Last year, a federal task force set a goal of shrinking the Gulf's dead zone to less than 2,000 square miles by 2035. But unless major changes are made and fast, it isn't likely that goal will be met. Nazia Hamdan, KUT News.